Blog Talk Radio.
Enlightenism.
Enlightenism.
Hi, Baragani.
Hi, Baragani.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
The Guru.
The Guru.
Brother Malcolm.
Brother Malcolm.
Bringing you enlightenment.
Bringing you enlightenment.
Step into your power.
Step into your power.
Say bye.
Say bye.
The smallest and largest thing are one.
Are one.
Step into your power with all things.
With all things.
You are one with all things. You are one with all things.
With all things.
The Guru.
The Guru.
Brother Malcolm.
Brother Malcolm.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Hi, Baragani.
Good afternoon.
Say bye.
And welcome to the Powers of Mind Enlightenism Spiritual Freedom Broadcast. As you can hear, Brother T in the background inviting you to step into your power. I am Carolyn Kelly, Enlightenism teacher and consciousness practitioner, and I will lead you in our guided meditation today, as I do each day the broadcast is on. The guided meditation is designed to take you away from the hustle and bustle of daily living and direct you to a clear space of consciousness within. That clear space of consciousness that you were born with. You were born whole, perfect, and complete, faceless, formless, and colorless. And you have everything that you will ever need for the journey. And so knowing that is what you go into the meditation knowing. What you come out of the meditation is being. Being the wholeness that you are, the completeness that you are. Understanding that you are faceless, formless, and colorless. And have everything that you will ever need for the journey. These meditations create compassion in your beingness. They also bring in to focus the clarity that you were born with. So I invite all of you now, all of you that can, to close your eyes very softly and begin breathing in and out in a very slow, calming, and deliberate manner. As you take in these words, and create within yourself that part of your beingness that just is all of these things. Our Enlightenism prayerful meditation is taken from our book, Enlightenism. So with your eyes closed and breathing very gently and deliberately in and out, let us begin. I am greater than the I that I created. I affirm in this day that I awaken with the knowledge that I am whole, perfect, and complete. I have the greater power of enlightenism within me. This power, all I need to overcome what others taught me about who I am. Regardless of what I encounter in this day, I remain resolute that nothing changes my awareness of having the greater power of enlightenism within me. Every event and situation are merely interpretations from my awareness of being. And as long as I am aware of being the greater power, I shall perceive myself greater than the conditions in my life. I command myself in this day to work only on expressing the greater power of enlightenism in all of my actions. I affirm that the greater power of enlightenism is my awareness of being whole, perfect, and complete. I affirm that before I enter into a temporal state of sleep, that my thoughts will be fully focused on the greater power of enlightenism within me. I end my day by accepting that I am the greater power. I ask now that you take a deep, full breath in through your nose and let it out very slowly through your mouth as you open your eyes and come back to the broadcast. Now, before Brother Malcolm comes to speak, I just want to share with you the Enlightenism motto as you go about your day in terms of doing all the errands and all of the things that you have planned. It is always important to remember who you are and why you do what you do. When you remember this, I affirm in this day that I awaken with the knowledge that I am whole, perfect, and complete. And again, I'll quote that from our insightful, prayerful meditation today. I affirm in this day that I awaken with the knowledge that I am whole, perfect, and complete. And knowing that, you know that you have the greater power within. I now give you philosopher, speaker, and creator of Enlightenism, Brother Malcolm.
Thank you so much, Sister Carolyn, for those wonderful insights and introduction. I affirm today that I am whole, perfect, and complete. That I have the knowledge.
That's right.
I am
That's
aware
right.
of being whole, perfect, and complete.
That's right.
You know, just think of if everyone today that felt powerless and victimized by the conditions they leave or impact in their lives, they could affirm this, say that I am whole, perfect, and complete. The
right.
greater power is within me. I'm greater
Absolutely.
Than poverty. I'm greater than racism. I'm greater than all of the other things happening.
Right.
And even if they just said it as a, you know, as a, an affirmation, just over and over
right.
again, so that you
again,
can feel it.
Exactly. Yes, huh? exactly. And that's what happens when you say it over and over again. And then it takes shape within you, and that's why you
uh-huh.
do it, so that it takes
Absolutely.
Shape within you, and you become the activity.
That's the key, Sister Carla. That's the key. You
Absolutely.
Become the activity in your own life where you are aware actions that you're taking.
Absolutely.
And you may want to be somebody else, but right now, in this moment, you are who you are.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you are who you are until you're able to change yourself.
Absolutely.
That's what we're talking about on this broadcast. We're talking about stepping to your power with enlightenism, a new way to think and live. You may not think it has any value, but I can tell you one thing, folks, it has value. You may think that the value
Absolutely.
Comes more from things happening outside of you, where you want other people to affirm things about you. But I'm telling you now, enlightenment works. It works.
All the time, every time.
It works. Absolutely.
All the time.
All the time. Okay, Sister Carol, thank you for getting us going. Great insights.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Okay. Sister Carolyn was lighting us up here today, folks, getting us started. provoking our minds, stimulating our minds to see a different way to think and live, creating successful relationships with people that you dislike. I talked about this yesterday, and I focused on the main person that we may dislike is ourselves. Without realizing it, we may think of someone else. But the person that we may dislike is the person closest to us, ourselves. May dislike the way we look, the way we think, the conditions in our lives. Enlightenism is a way out of pain. It's a way to power and clarity. It's the narrow road that you've heard people talk about, the less traveled road. There are not a lot of people on the Enlightenism road or the path. Most of the people are traveling on the path that leads into toxicity, to the society. So you want to be there on the path. You want to get in. Now, I wrote a little introduction in the New African American Man about getting off of the crowded road and using it as a metaphor to say how you begin to work for yourself. You have to get away from the hustle and bustle of depending on others for power and clarity and trying to please other people. How about pleasing yourself? You know, how about pleasing yourself? Understand that work, you're working on something today. Now, your energy level on what you're working on is going to determine the results you get today. But you're working on something. If it's nothing more than chilling out, laying back, sitting back on the sideline, too afraid to make decisions on your own, accepting whatever society presents before you as a choice of what you must do in life, rather than you being the choice of what is it that you desire in life, lose the fear of depending on others or the consequences if you don't go along with the program. And I'm talking about the program of toxicity, the program of illusions. So on this podcast, we are clearing the mind of others' beliefs and values. You clear the mind of others' beliefs and values. So who are you without politics? Who are you without religion? Who are you without all of the other social activities? You are whole, perfect, and complete. That's who you are. But you may not like that person because we become too accustomed to liking someone that we dislike. You want to feel the pain, and there is a bridge between where you are outside, working in the mind outside, you're still working outside, and then what's happening inside. There's a bridge that you must travel across in order to get deeper into the mind. And each step of the way, you have to unload the beliefs and values just weighing you down in toxicity and illusions. I read a little piece not too long ago online about D'Angelo Russell, who is a basketball player for the Los Angeles Lakers. And he was drafted by the Los Angeles Lakers. And he happened to be drafted along about the time that Kobe Bryant, the Lakers legend, was in his last season. He was getting ready to retire. And he said that he was 18 years old at the time, and Kobe was trying to mentor him. And he wanted Kobe to be friendly and deal with his kid-like attitude about basketball. And he said that every time he saw Kobe, and interacted with him, he was about the work. And he said his mind that he heard me talk about the work. It sounded good. Couldn't wait until he finished talking because he basically wasn't interested, but moreover, he didn't know what he was talking about. I didn't even know what he, according to D'Angelo Russell, he said, I don't even know what he's talking about. So I would just say, yeah, 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 yeah. He said, and Kobe would send him little texts, an email, whatever, to remind him of the work. And he said he just couldn't get it because he was 18 years old. And what he wanted in the NBA, his dream in the NBA was to live, get the perks of the NBA. He wanted the money, the prestige, and all the things that went with it that he had imagined in his life. But he hadn't imagined being a great player. He already thought that he had the skills. They wouldn't have drafted him. And he said that Kobe never deviated from the seriousness of the work. And he never deviated from ignoring what he was saying. And he said it took him 9 years, 9 years, to finally understand what he was talking about. 9 years, teams and things that he's played with to understand the fundamentals of success, the fundamentals of staying focused on the work that you're doing. And if your work today is not on yourself, then it's going to be difficult for you to hear what I'm talking about today. Let's understand, I don't like to use the word hope, but let's trust, understand, working on yourself. And you may think that you're listening to me, and I'm talking and being serious about working in the mind. And you brushing me off. Some of you may be brushing me off. Said you're not on television talking about politicians or talking about how terrible things are for black people. Or how great things are in terms of the system. I'm talking about the work in the mind. I'm talking about those who rid the mind of others' beliefs. And that requires work. And it requires a seriousness on your part. So we don't understand necessarily the things that really are said that come from the mind. So people still don't understand Jesus the Christ that they wrote about in the New Testament. Said, you must be born again in spirit and truth. They still don't understand that, nor the four noble truths of the Buddha. All is suffering. You are responsible for your own suffering. There is a way out of suffering, and you can do that yourself by following, you know, the Eightfold Path. And that leads you out of suffering. How many people are willing to commit to it? How many are really, really able to commit to what Jesus is saying and what Buddha is saying and what Krishna and what Muhammad and other people that worked in the mind? What are you willing to work on? Because your life expectation may be that you want to learn politics. You want to sit at the feet of a politician or a theologian so that you can learn what they have to teach you. And that's fine. But are you working in the mind? Or are you working outside with things that you have brought into the mind that came from others? We, Sister Carol and I, are talking about stepping into the power with lightness. So you are creating a new legacy. You are affirming the legacy of power and clarity. take a quick break, bring Sister Carolyn back, and I'll return after she does. Here she is.
You're listening to Brother Malcolm Kelly's Powers of the Mind Hour, a Healing of the Mind broadcast on Blog Talk Radio. Subscribe to the Healing of the Mind broadcast and become a supporter of Enlightenism. Learn how to use the inner mind power of Enlightenism. Enlightenism empowers you to create a new way to think and live. Purchase one of Brother Malcolm Kelly's Enlightenism books from Amazon or go to his blog, Brother Malcolm's Enlightenism Insights. Browse and purchase. You'll be glad you did.
Thank you, Sister Carol. You can go to Brother Malcolm's Enlightenism Insights. Check out the great, great blog, Creating Successful Relationships with People You Dislike. And while you are there reading the blog, click on the image Enlightenism and get the book Enlightenism. It's a new way to think and live. It's a new belief system, a new way of power and clarity. It's working in the mind. You'll be able to see some of the insights once you get into the mind of the map that we have shared with ourselves on the journey. Some of the books, they are maps. They're like parts of a map, so that you can see there is something familiar to you. When you hear, I am greater than the I that I created, that's something familiar to you. And you may think, I am already. But you have to ask yourself, who are you aware of being? When these people talk about, many people that think that they have been imprisoned in victimization and powerlessness and use words like Jim Crow and slavery and so forth, and then you are happy. You become happy that you learned something others that had nothing to do with you freeing your mind of the beliefs that you had about slavery and Jim Crow. I'm only saying this because we don't dwell in this toxic legacy, because we don't come from that legacy. We come from another legacy. But we have used that legacy. We have been victimized by that legacy until we decided to go into the mind so that we clearly understand what it means to be born again in spirit and truth. We understand it and know it. And we don't need to keep people reciting over and over again, nor do we need to go through any rituals and so forth to play with ourselves, to think that we're going to wash away everything in our minds without us having to do any serious work. We want to be sanctified, so to speak, like D'Angelo Russell that I was talking about when I was a younger player at 18. You don't want to do any more work. I'm already sanctified by the Lord because I have said that I am now in a facility that denotes that I am sanctified. I am holy. I am blessed. That's what we're trying to overcome. You have to hear the other part. You have to hear the part that you have not developed the mind to hear. And when you hear the other part, you do not become dependent on the person that's giving you the information. So once you're on the journey, you're on the path. And many people in the Buddhism and Christianity, other types of spiritual religious type beliefs. So if you see Buddha on the road, once you're on the path, not before you get on the path, because you're not going to see the Buddha until you get on the path. And they use the metaphor, kill the Buddha, meaning don't become dependent on the Buddha. You no longer need the Buddha in order to travel. It's like the ferry boat. You no longer need the ferry boat once you're on land. You no longer need to depend on others in the past to define your awareness of being. This power is within you. And there are things that you will discover that have been completely unknown in the illusory world. All of the things you know about life, death, and all these other things that your heart, your mind cannot take. Because it's like the Kobe Bryant, D'Angelo Russell conversation. You just want it to be over if you're D'Angelo Russell. And you have not gone through the work to get to the level where you understand what it means to express spiritual freedom. You must be like Jesus and Buddha and Krishna in order to see them on the road. What you're seeing on the road is hearsay information about people you don't know. That's why people continue to go back over and over again to hear more, because you have not discovered it for yourself. Enlightenism is direct knowledge, things you do discover for yourself. You're redefining yourself with power and clarity and affirming your legacy of having been born with power and clarity and a powerful mind, working in the mind. And what I am talking about is available to, and yet every human being in the world makes a decision for themselves. Do I want to discover this for myself, or do I want to try to live vicariously through somebody else's discovery so that I can attach myself vicariously to Jesus, the Buddha, or Krishna? You know, and don't know anything directly about what you have discovered for yourself, because each one of them will tell you that if you get on the road and you start working the mind and you reach a point where they are, you will not need anything from them, because you will have everything that they possess. Okay, folks, lighting it up. Sister Carolyn and I, in the mind of others' beliefs and values with enlightenism, step into your power. Here's Sister Carol to close us out. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 p.m. for some more great work on enlightenism. We're doing it, folks. Become a follower of the broadcast. Here's Sister Carol.
You're listening to Brother Malcolm's Healing of the Mind broadcast. He's sharing enlightenism insights about how to use inner mind power. This broadcast and all of our broadcasts are available on iTunes, Apple, Listen Notes, Facebook, Twitter, and Google. We encourage you to subscribe to this life-saving broadcast and become a regular listener. Purchase one of Brother Malcolm's Enlightenism books from Amazon or his blog, Brother Malcolm's Enlightenism Insights. Also, go to our website, www.nationalbyesociety.org, and make a tax-deductible donation to support our nonprofit 501c3 organization. Thank you for listening.
Enlightenism. Hi, Baba Johnny.
Hi, Baba Johnny.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
The guru,
Brother Malcolm,
bringing you enlightenment, step into your power,
say bye,
the smallest and largest thing are one,
step into your power with all things, you are one with all things,
the guru,
Brother Malcolm,
welcome to the show.
Hi, Baba Johnny.
Say bye.
B-Y-E-Y.
Bringing you enlightenment.
Step into your power.
Step into your power.
Enlightenism.